Magnetize. With the power, alignment, and clarity imparted through your connection, you can set your intentions into motion and imbue them with a gravity or magnetism that effectively guides you to their fulfillment. Magnetization is our term for a ritual to potentiate an intention in order to more effectively bring a desired state into being. We believe these practices work best at helping you achieve a certain experience, such as happiness, peace, abundance, inspiration, or love. And this, when you think about it, is the real reason why you might want to, say, hit a bullseye or get a new house. The magnetization process. In this process, you'll be empowering an intention. We say magnetizing because the idea is that you'll add so much energy or magnetism to the idea of you in the attainment of your goal that you'll be drawn toward it, like metal shavings to a strong magnet. In the part that follows, I'll be giving you step-by-step instructions for this process, including some background information before you begin. If you'd prefer to follow along with the process with an audio recording without the surrounding information, you can find that at www.thewelllifebook.com/resources. Before you begin, choose an intention to magnetize. As we discussed in Chapter 9, this should be phrased in positive language and directed at how you will become the person who receives and integrates the goal or circumstances you desire. It shouldn't focus on manipulating anyone else. Also, it should issue naturally from the values, gifts, and purpose you defined in Chapter 8. Remember that the alignment of your intention with the core truth of who and what you are is essential for it to be empowered. This process is based in part on Qigong techniques. As we explained in Chapter 5, there are three energy centers called the Three Dantians that are an important focus of many Qigong practices. The Dantians, which literally mean alchemy field, elixir field, or cinnabar field, are like cauldrons where energy is stored and transformed. The lower Dantian is located about 2 inches below the navel, deep at the center of the body. The middle Dantian, which can be thought of as the heart center, is located also at the midline of the body, roughly at the level of the nipples. And the upper Dantian, which can be thought of as the third eye, is located between the two eyebrows. All three Dantians are about halfway between the front and back of the body, along what's called the central channel. The central channel, or Zhong Mai, is like the central vertical axis of the torso and head. It runs from a point at the very top of the head, called Bai Hui, which means 100 convergences, to the very bottom of the torso at the perineum, halfway between the genitals and the anus, which is a point called Hui Yin, which means sea bottom. Think of it as a column of light and energy. When your energy is strong and consolidated in the central channel, you're more centered, resilient, and stable. Some teachers feel that the central channel carries inherited patterns and memories of trauma. You can view a diagram of these parts of your energy anatomy and all the other diagrams of the book at www.thewelllifebook.com/resources. In the diagram, there's a loop of arrows that represents the small heavenly circuit, also known as the microcosmic orbit, which is an energy pathway formed by two major acupuncture channels. Opening this circuit and moving energy along it is one of the foundational Taoist Qigong practices, which is said to build power and broaden your spiritual awareness. The two acupuncture channels involved are called the governing vessel and the conception vessel, and they're both located on the midline of the torso, neck, and head. The governing vessel runs from the tip of the tailbone, up the spine, over the top of the head, down the forehead and nose, to end at the center of the upper gum. And the conception vessel starts just below the lower lip and runs down the throat, chest, abdomen, and sex organs to the perineum. It actually runs in the opposite direction, but for the purposes of the small heavenly circuit, we're going to be moving energy from the top to the bottom of the conception vessel. In order to connect these two energy pathways, the tip of the tongue must be resting on the upper palate just behind the front teeth. When these two channels are connected, they form a loop that runs from the tip of the tailbone, up the spine, up the neck, over the top of the head, down the forehead, down the bridge of the nose, to the upper gum, through the tongue, to the chin, down the throat, down the chest, down the abdomen, through the sex organs, to the perineum, and continuing to the tip of the tailbone, and back up the spine, and so on. In the following process, you'll be utilizing each of the dantians, the central channel, and the small heavenly circuit to imprint or program yourself with your intention. Essentially, you're refining your energetic structure in a way that makes you better able to receive and embody this goal. Make sure that you've already done the counterintention process in Chapter 9 so that when you bring your intention to mind, you feel peaceful yet enthusiastic about it. Write your intention down on a nice piece of paper. Find a setting that feels good to you where you won't be disturbed. Bring something into your space to set it apart from your everyday experience, such as a candle, a special piece of clothing, a flower, a pretty bowl of water or stones, or another unique natural object. If you feel dizzy or lightheaded at any point, take a break and make sure the tip of your tongue is still touching your upper palate. Breathe deep into your belly, letting the exhale portion of your breath extend as long as possible. Now, let's begin. Step 1. Sit comfortably in a chair with your feet flat on the floor or cross-legged on the floor with a straight spine. Open the ritual. In whatever way feels significant and natural to you, state that you hereby begin this ritual to initiate and empower this intention for a positive change in your life. Invite Spirit, God, Highest Self, or whatever other term you like, to join you in this space and process. Step 2. Place the tip of your tongue on your upper palate just behind your front teeth. Relax your body from your head down to your feet. I'll lead you through this process briefly, but if you'd like to take more time with it, you can pause this recording now and do it at your own pace. Imagine a warm wave of light or a golden fluid pouring over you from the top down. It pours over your head and relaxes the top of your head and your face and your brain and the back of your head and your jaw and your neck. And then your shoulders relax and your upper arms relax and it pours down your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, hands, and fingers, all of which relax. Then it moves its way down your chest and your upper back, and these areas relax. And it makes its way down to your diaphragm, and then your mid-back, your abdomen, your lower back, and your lower belly, and your hips, pelvis, and buttocks. And then it moves its way down your thighs, your knees, your lower legs, your ankles, feet, and toes, clearing any tension with it. Step 3. Activate your intention. Bring your intention to mind and imagine that you have already attained it. Whatever feelings this brings up in you, allow yourself to be absolutely immersed in them. Excitement, satisfaction, ease, delight, relief, gratitude, peace. Let yourself drop into the bodily sensations that go along with having reached your goal, and let these feelings spread over every cell of your body. Feel it, hear it, see it, smell it, and taste it. Spend a few minutes here. You can pause the recording if you wish to revel in this sensation. In each of the following programming processes, remember to program yourself with not just the intention statement, but the full body experience of its attainment. Step 4. Activate your lower dantian. Now bring your focus to your lower dantian. Let your belly relax and allow energy to flow into this area, a couple inches below your navel, at the center of your belly. As you inhale, imagine that you're drawing energy in the form of light from every direction into the lower dantian. Let your breath go deep into your pelvis, expanding your belly. And as you exhale, imagine that the energy in your belly is being condensed into a point the size of a pearl. With each breath, imagine that the lower dantian becomes stronger and glows more brightly, bringing energy and light in with your inhale and condensing it into the center with your exhale. Step 5. Program your lower dantian. As you continue to breathe into your lower dantian, you'll now begin to speak your intention into this region and to pour in the good feelings you associate with its attainment. With each breath, mentally state your intention and imagine the words entering the lower dantian. Smile as you do so. Keep your tongue touching the upper palate. As you inhale, and your belly fills up with light, imagine that it also fills with this intention. And as you exhale, and the light becomes consolidated into a point the size of a pearl, imagine that your intention is also becoming consolidated into this pearl of light. For instance, if your intention was, "I allow myself to be peaceful and happy," you would imagine that you're speaking this into your lower dantian, and allowing it to be incorporated into the lower dantian with each breath into this region. Continue to do this with each breath. Step 6. Program your central channel. Now become aware of your central channel. As you sit upright, you can visualize it as a vertical column of light that connects your perineum at the very bottom of your torso with the point at the very top of your head. It's the central axis of your body. Imagine that the memories of all your wounds are stored here. Visualize a healing light running up and down this channel, repairing these wounds and erasing their scars from your records. Intend that this light also clears any negative patterns or beliefs from this column. Next, as you continue to breathe fully and deeply, imagine that you're speaking your intention into your central channel. Smile. Imagine the energy of the words and the feeling of attaining this intention like pure light running up and down your central channel. With each breath, send your intention up and down your central channel as if you're programming it. And in the process, the love and light within your intention opens and heals your central channel. Step 7. Program your DNA. Now imagine that you're able to look deeply into your central channel, and that within this column you see a long spiral of DNA, the DNA that's in every cell of your body. Make sure your tongue is still touching your upper palate, and as you inhale, speak your intention into this spiral staircase of your DNA. And instill it with the feeling of its attainment, beginning at your perineum and spiraling up to the top of your head. On your exhale, speak your intention into your DNA again as you ride the spiral back down to your perineum. Smile. Inhale and spiral the intention up. Exhale and spiral the intention down. Imagine that your intention is made of pure love and light, and that as it runs through your DNA, it repairs any weaknesses, it heals any damage, it activates any genetic codes that would support your health and vitality, and it changes you into someone who fully allows light and love into every part of your being. And continue in this way for about a minute. Step 8. Activate your small heavenly circuit. Now you're going to run your intention through the small heavenly circuit that loops around the midline of your torso and head. Focus again on your lower dantian and allow your energy to gather there again. Be sure that the tip of your tongue is still pressing gently against the roof of your mouth, just behind your front teeth, and allow the root of your tongue to relax. Now imagine that you're sending the energy from your lower dantian down to your perineum at the bottom of your torso, and then back to the tip of your tailbone. And slowly intend that you're moving the energy, like a white or golden light, up the sacrum, that plate of bone at the base of your spine, and then bringing it up your spine, one bone at a time, like sucking some thick liquid up a straw. Move the energy up your lower back, up your mid back, up your upper back, up your neck, and then up the midline of your skull, coming over the top of your skull, and then allow the energy to pour down the midline of your forehead and nose, through your tongue, down your chin, your throat, your chest, your abdomen, and pelvis to where it began at the perineum, and then continue this loop. At first, it's common to not feel the whole pathway clearly. The more you practice, the smaller the unfeeling regions will be until eventually you'll be able to perceive energy along the entire loop. Classically, there are three points or gates along this circuit that are integral to opening the circuit as a whole. These are the tailbone, the midpoint of the spine, about halfway between your skull and your tailbone, and the base of your skull. As your awareness of the pathway begins to feel more natural, you can increase the speed at which you're moving through it, so that with every inhale, you bring your energy from your perineum all the way up to the top of your head, and as you exhale, you move your energy all the way back down. If you encounter numb or stuck places, you can spend a little longer there, inviting them to open up. Step 9. Program your small heavenly circuit. After spending a couple of minutes opening and enlivening this circuit, you can begin to speak your intention into it. Smile as you feel the attainment of your intention. With each breath, mentally speak your intention into this circuit and imprint it with the feeling of the attainment of your intention. You can do this once on the inhale, and again once on the exhale, or if it takes you longer than half a breath to state your intention, you can just do it over the course of each full breath. Imagine the words and the feeling they invoke circulating through this loop. Keep doing this for about a minute. Step 10. Program your bone marrow. Now visualize your skeleton. See all your bones in your mind's eye. Smile as you allow the feeling of the attainment of your intention to spread over you. And now speak your intention deep into your bones, as if programming the crystalline matrix of these bones. Imagine that the calcium crystals that make up your bones are now carrying and holding this message. And then imagine the intention going deeper into the center of the bones, the space of the marrow. And it fills the hollow centers of your bones with light and a feeling of attainment. Step 11. Program your three dantians. Now bring your focus to your upper dantian, behind your third eye. Make sure your tongue is still touching your upper palate. Smile as you recall the feeling of the attainment of your intention. Speak your intention into your upper dantian and instill it with the feeling and image of its attainment. Now bring your focus to your middle dantian at your heart center. Let your heart open as you smile into it, speaking your intention into it and filling it with the feeling of attainment. Let yourself experience the knowing in your heart that this intention is aligned with self-love and your highest good, and it's already set into motion. It's already taken care of. Finally, bring your attention back to your lower dantian. Imagine that all the charged energy from within and around you is being funneled and directed into your lower dantian and anchored there. Speak your intention again into this point and instill it with the feeling of attainment. Now place your palms on your belly, directly over the area of your lower dantian, one hand on top of the other, and intend for your energy to become stored and condensed in the lower dantian until it's the size of a pearl. Let yourself be peaceful for a moment in the feeling of your new attunement to your intention, to the deep knowing that your highest good is ensured, and the experience of groundedness in your lower dantian. Express thanks to Spirit for being the divine container in which this work could occur and infusing it with love and truth. And consider making a closing statement such as, I hereby seal this work and ask that it be protected from interference by anything that is not of love and truth, including my own negative thoughts. And I allow myself to fully and gratefully receive the positive changes and blessings that are coming. You just did something powerful. This process works. You may repeat the process as often as you like. Once is enough to send your message to the universe and into the depths of your being. But for some people, doing the process repeatedly may help make you stronger and more receptive with regard to your intention. And receptivity is no small thing.